Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, August the 19th and the whole weekend. So much going on in your opposite sign of Cancer that certainly at risk is any rickety relationship. Now it does mean that you've got to work hard. If you are prepared to do that, then you will keep things going. But maybe you are itching for a fight and looking for an excuse to break things off. Well, if you are, then today could well give it you. Here's your Sunday stars. Tomorrow is a massive eclipse in the sign of Leo. And that means for you there are so many things at stake. And other things relating to your past. Today, for instance, you need to be well aware of past situations, but especially in your career or anything to do with a professional matter, because something you did in the past could well reflect now upon what you do and where you're going in the future. Here's your Monday stars. Well, the solar eclipse is here and it blooms in your eighth house. Bloom, possibly the wrong word, because this solar eclipse is submerged into your eighth house. And it means over the next 6 months, there are certain aspects of you you need to get to know better. Psychologically, you have changed, but you need to change again. And by that, I mean you need to get rid of all of the negatives within you before it takes control and you lose control of yourself. Here's your Tuesday stars. As the sun soars into Virgo, this is lovely and just what you need, actually, because it brings a new round of luck and opportunity. It's particularly good if you want to try something new in a global sense. So anything which has an international connotation is lovely. The call of the wild, exotic feelings. There's something Club Tropicana about your stars. Don't be at all surprised if you hear from or get word of somebody from another part of the world. Here's your Wednesday stars. The Virgo essence is very powerful, but as was a Mars-Saturn aspect that occurred yesterday. And certainly what this means now is you need to get your papers in order. Anything that you would class as governmental, red tape, or connected with authority. From taxes to government demands, it doesn't matter what it is, but don't overlook important paperwork that needs to be brought up to date or secured in some way. Here's your Thursday stars. A difficult aspect between Venus and Uranus certainly is going to put the cat amongst the pigeons and throw the spanner in the works in a relationship. Whether it's a home, relative thing that's going on, family members, or whether it's relationship or a partnership thing between you and somebody else. The thing is, with this kind of aspect, is anything that's flimsy will be torn apart by it. Here's your Friday stars. Saturn, your ruling planet, is about to move forward in your 12th house. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. A degree of remoteness and seclusion is what you will desire, even if you don't realize it immediately. You will need to be a bit like a hibernating hobbit, getting away from it all, even if it's just once a week. You give yourself 2 or 3 hours on your own. Contemplation and meditation is necessary. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.